Miniota by Linda Clark. Our community is saddened by the death of Janet Walker. We express our deepest condolences to her husband Larry, to her sons Bill and his family Melanie and family, and Andrew, and Alan and Janine and their family Lacey, Stephanie and Colby and their families. Sympathy also to Janet's brother William White and his family and to the Walker family. Janet will be missed in our community for her kind ways and her friendship. The Miniota Golf Club sponsored their men's 27-hole tournament this past weekend. The winners were as follows: Championship Flight, 1st Graham Freeman and Kent Plezier, 2nd George Kreiser and Ron Clark, 3rd Tristan Gardham and Dusty Hill. 1st Flight, 1st Dave Black and Tanner Bailey, 2nd Morley McKean and Brian Klein, 3rd Jeff Popple and Nat Howard. 2nd Flight, 1st Martin DuPont and Giles Chartier, 2nd Terry Stonehouse and Cliff Davidson, 3rd Murray Foster and Don Armitage. 3rd Flight, 1st Jake Schulte and Aaron, 2nd Paul George and Stephen George, 3rd Ryan Clark and Greg Hurl. Helen Keller said, "All that we love deeply becomes a part of us." Princess Lodge by Janice Simpson. Correction: Princess Lodge News, August the 12th of July. Birthdays. It should have read Orlin Johnson, not Arlene. Great-grandma Janice was a Zane Hodgins' 6th birthday party, August 13th. Sale held a barbecue and Princess Lodge cook, Cheryl, provided lovely salads and desserts on August 15th. Sinclair Choir is coming August 16th to entertain us. Les and Bernice Graham visited with Bernice's brother Ron Nezask of Esther Hazy and also Tim and Heather and family of Rokenville last week. Daya and Vincent came to see great-grandma Opper. Joyce Heeman had daughter Gwen and Clayton and daughter Claire Bladzett from Missouri visiting August 6th to 11. They visited with Judy Roan Kidd at Miniota and also Harve and Karen Veldhaus at Souris. She had supper with Brian and Sandy Heeman and Norma Miller of Bradwardine, Clayton, Gwen and Clara at the golf course. Gwen had a cake for her 65th birthday and lunch with Norma at Kenton. Joyce's family haven't been home since November 2nd of 2019. Evergreen Place by Helen Martins. Some people look for a beautiful place. Others make a place beautiful. Hazrat Inayat Khan. Friday, August 19th, is called National Potato Day, which made me think of our gardens. I can only talk of my one tomato plant when it comes to gardens. All the gardens I've seen are doing so good. Going to farmer's market here in Verdun on Fridays, one sees so many fresh vegetables. It is hard not to buy. The corn is ready to eat, and that is what I was waiting for. What a lot of work has gone into successful gardening. Many residents went to a memorial service at the Legion for Louise Rouse's husband Art, who passed away earlier this year. Art and Louise have lived at Evergreen for some years, so we residents all knew Art. Our sympathy to you, Louise, at the loss of your husband. He was a good friend. Joyce Braybrook and Eileen Price went to the Elkhorn Cemetery on August 10th, to the memorial service for Linda Grant Braybrook, the wife of Douglas Braybrook who lives at Evergreen. Our sympathy to you, Doug. We knew Linda as a very capable, friendly librarian. A new resident here is Jim Kyle, who moved in very recently. We welcome you, Jim, to the Evergreen family. Enjoy the sunshine and the warmth it gives. All too soon we will experience cold weather again. Quote for the day: it is our attitude at the beginning of a difficult trek, which, more than anything else, will affect its successful outcome. William James.